Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. What a week we have. The radio station, 105.3, day 41 of the boycott of the stolen radio station by Ryan Singleton, Commissioner Ryan Singleton. But there have been a turn of events on this that I want to let the people know. Some guy named Big Rod had put something on Facebook that he's asking me politely because not to continue to expose 105.3 and 103.7. They're from Muskegon. And what happened was he said that they're now on the board Benton Harbor radio station, and that and he's the assistant manager or manager or whatever it is, but you're not Ryan Singleton don't have that authority to bring you guys in, and so you're trying to take the radio station from the resident of Benton. I see, this is why I put it out there, because I figure you'll start exposing yourself. And the guys up in Muskegon, who are my friends, they wanted to come holler at y'all. And I told them, I don't do stuff like that, you know. I said, but what we will do, we will picket that radio station, 103.7, until we get resolved. And if they come out and get fresh with you, you know, that's when, you know, you do what you have to do. But the reason why this is so important is that now it's beginning to expose them for who they are. You see, a lot of times they get away with stuff, and black folks have a history. I won't call them cowards when it comes to black people, because they'll shoot a black person, but they ain't going to shoot no white person, you see. They'll shoot a black guy in a minute, do a drive-by. And here's the thing. Like I tell these guys, like I told this guy, I said, no, we're not going that route. What we'll do, we'll beat them with the help of the media, and we'll turn the media against them, because what they're doing is wrong. They're stealing from the residents of Benton Harbor. And we need you to go up there, and when I give you the sign, I want you to pick it 103.7. They call it the beat or something. But while you pick it in 103.7, we'll be picking in 105.3 down here at the same time. My plan is to make sure that everybody have an idea of what's going on. See, people here, I kind of feel sorry for them, you know. It appears to be lack of education, you know, critical thinking. They don't understand how important it is to stop people who steals from the whole community. See, if you know them, it's okay. It's all right to steal. It's all right to steal from your children. It's all right to destroy your children's future if you know them. That's the mentality that you're dealing with here in Benton Harbor. If I know them, it's okay. There's not a reason in this world the city of Benton Harbor should be looking like it is with all the money that comes through here. And I use that word, all the money that comes through here. I use that term loosely because that is exactly what happened down here in the city of Benton Harbor. All the money that comes through here, we just had over $40 million to come through here, and it went through all the white folks, and they don't live in this community. And the sad part, these elected officials actually thought they were doing something. You know, they're going to have to answer for this and how they deal with people. But 105.3 was stolen from the community by Ron Singleton, who is a commissioner who helped get that money to the white folks, and it was stolen. And we're gonna boycott until that radio station is returned to the people. And we're gonna continue to boycott. And what I'm seeing now, people around the country. I had 4 interviews this week alone about the radio station and some of the stuff that's going on, because they saying the same thing I said, that who brings in somebody else to help take over the radio station? I unit so the FCC won't get alarmed on what's going on, claiming he has a boy. I don't see it. And I'm very, very concerned about it because we have to continue to fight. We have to make sure we're standing up for what's right. And it's not about us. It's the future of our children. That's what's at stake. The future of our children is at stake. We see they're running wild right now because they figure that they have no one actually to stand up for them and support them. You see, but I this is what I'm saying right now. You guys out there doing those drive-by shooting, that's a cowardly act. You're shooting little 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year old kids, and they have done nothing to you, and you think it's all right. No, it's not all right. It's not all right. It's not all right. That's what you have to get through your head. I know black people don't want to do nothing until something happened to them. Then they want to fight. It's too late. If your neighbor is in trouble, you in trouble. If the person across the street is in trouble, you in trouble. If the person down the street is in trouble, you in trouble. Because you have to fight before it happens. And that's what white folks be counting on. They be counting on black people to wait until something happens and want to fight. Too late. These people are organized. They're organized to destroy you. That's what they do. You get black people in the elected position, and they work with the white folks against you. But the sad part, you think it's all right because you know them. You think it's okay because you know them. But it's not okay, even if it's your brother, even if it's your sister, even if it's your mama, it's not okay. But this is why all over the country they do the same thing. They elect black folks, but black folks end up working for white folks, and they end up destroying black folks. That's the formula. And they've been using this formula forever. Forever. And it works. Look at us. It's disgraceful just thinking about the city of Benton House and all the money that I got for them. They didn't get this money. They didn't know what to do. They had no idea what to do. They didn't know nothing about fixing no water. And let me say this. Congratulations to Reverend Pinckney and the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. We're all one. And we're at 99% of all the pipes being repaired. Do you think this would have been happening if we had not stepped in and hollered and screamed? And we're not looking for recognition from them because we don't need nobody to pat us on the back. All we want to do is do what's right. And that's what we have done. But before I want to talk about Tuesday is the last day to vote for the Sample of the Year Award. Tuesday is the last day. And I'm going to shoot some numbers off right now. Ron Singleton, the one who has stolen 105.3, is leading. He got 9,987 votes, almost 10,000 votes. Tuesday at 11:59, November the 8th, is the last day you can vote. Ron is on top. He's followed by Marcus, the former Muslim brother, at 9,971. He's the mayor of Benton Harbor. He's sorry, pitiful, but it is what it is. You know, you accept him, that's you. I won't. Then we have Seats. Seats is the one with the school with him. They practically wear the same shoes, you see. He got 9,952. Then followed by his mama, Seats' mama. First time in the history of mankind we ever had the Sample of the Year Award and the mother and son. And they've been running neck and neck, but unfortunately, by Ron still in the radio station, I think people that have propelled people to vote, and that's huge. I never anticipated it would turn out this good. I didn't, to be honest with you. If we only got 200 votes, 2,000 votes, I would have been happy. But we got 9,000, almost 10,000 votes for each one of these people. This is really a battle. So my letter seats got 9,922. And she's followed by Judge Mayfield, the baby snatcher. 9,857. Wow, this is huge. And then we have the chief of police, McGinnis, 9,820. This is so, and remember, you can get your vote in. It's tight. You know, I would say less than 200 votes separate the top from the bottom. So get your votes in. 11:59, November the 8th, p.m. Call in and do what you have to do. Remember, Ron Singleton, the one who stole the radio station, got 9,987, followed by Marcus, the mayor here, 9,971. He followed by his buddy Seat, the one with the bloody hands, at 9,952. Then his mama is right behind him with 9,922. Then Judge Mayfield with 9,057. And Chief McGinnis is 9,820. And Mayfield, 9,857. My letter seats, 9,922. Dwayne speaks with the bloody hands at 9,952, and Marcus at 9,971, the mayor, and then we have Ron, the commissioner Ron Singer, at 9,987. So this is it. Next week, I probably won't be able to announce the winner, but I'll let you know how many we have, and you know, we're going to count everything to make sure that we got everybody, and then we're going to take it from there. But now, I want to talk about Kyrie Irving a little bit. I don't care nothing about Keenum, but I do. I think Kyrie Irving, I think he's special. I mean, people are criticizing what he's saying, and especially white folks, and they're trying to shut him down completely. But here's the difference. Kyrie said that he'll retire from basketball in honor of his people. He said he stands with his people. You won't hear Shaq saying that. You know, you won't hear Charles Barkley saying that. Those are Sambos also. Shaq is a Sambo. And also Barkley is a Sambo. Kenny the Jet, though, he's not a Sambo. He stands up for black people. But these two guys, you know. But I was shocked to hear Reggie Miller say something that he should apologize. I'm shocked. He never said anything about anything. And he came out and said that. Jabbar. I'm shocked. Jabbar, he's about as black as you can get. But yet still, he's saying the same. See, the white folks know who to go out and pay and can say things. Because most black people are motivated by money. But I stand 100% with Kyrie. 100%. And he only put a video out there. It's a video, Amazon. Yet you want to blast him? No way. And if you accept it, but hey, some of the basketball players that came out in support of him. You see, not the ones you think. The little small time players have came out. They probably never played another basketball because them Jews get together and they'll blackball you. Just like they did Colin Kaepernick. See, they know what to do. See, but you can't be motivated by money in this world. If you do, you're going to end up like all these, like, you're going to end up like a Marcus, Mayor Marcus here, Ron Singleton here, Dwayne Cease here, Marletta Cease, Judge Mayfield, McGinnis. This is what you're going to end up like. Money, you can't be motivated by money. You got to be motivated by the future of our children. That's where we stand. There's nothing in this world more important than our children. And we better stand up. We got to change our dress code for our children, too. We got to start letting our little girls wear dresses. You know, we got to take them, put them in dresses and stuff like that. We got to take our young men and put them in suits and stuff like that. You know, Change the mentality of what's going on around you. And the only way to do this, we have to make that push. We have to make it. We have to let people know. These guys drive around here with these size 39 and 45 wheels on their car. No, that's not us. No, that's not us. All we're doing is giving money to these white folks. And we should be out supporting Kyrie on his move. He done made some pretty heavy moves, even with the COVID-19, when he refused to get that shot. You see, that was a real, see, you probably don't know that, but that was a power move. He was willing to lose money, and to stand on these principles. And that's what he's doing today. He said, I'd rather retire. And they're trying to talk him out of it. I'd rather retire than to kiss these people's butt. And that's my man. I believe in that. I think these devils are all around you, man. It's just black folks got to, you know, they got black people going and coming. No matter what you do, they got you, you see. But the key is you can't be motivated by money. You got to be motivated by the future of our children. That's the key. Once that comes into play, they have no weapon. They can put you in jail, which they, you know, they all work together to do that. But that, you know, you're still alive. You're still standing on your principles. When you die, the first thing they'll say, you stood on your principles. He knows everything. And nothing you can get past God. I don't care what it is. But I say this, I stand with Kyrie 100%. And those who don't like it, that's on you. But I stand with him. And I love what he's doing. I don't care about these Shaqs and especially Barley. Barley, the butt kiss of the year, you know. He'll say something stupid. It always be against black folks, you know. He's married to a white woman anyway. So this is what this is all about. All right, listen, let me bring in my first guest, the one and only Malak from beautiful, sunny California. Here's another thing. These Jews going around and thinking that they trying to tell people that they're the real Jews. They're not the real Jews. They're not. They're the Jews that's a religion. That's what they are. They're Jews that's a religion, not the real Jews, not the Hebrews. They're the Jews that is a that they have enough. Because anybody can become a Jew. I can go and confess tomorrow and be a Jew if I want to, but I don't. But all you have to do is join one of those synagogues and you become a Jew. We talking about real Jews. We talking about the Hebrews. That's what we talking about. We talking about the real deal. We're not talking about none of this other stuff. We're talking about the real deal, the real Hebrews. And on that note, let me bring in my good friend, the one and only Malak from beautiful, sunny California. Talk to me, brother.
How you doing, Pastor Pinckney? All praises to the Most High.
Hey, you know me. I'm just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking, trying to make it happen. I can't even feel sorry for my black brothers and sisters no more. I can't, because some of the stuff they do is so stupid that, you know, all these athletes coming on, oh, Kyrie should be suspended. It's a video. Good grief. I mean, what are they saying? Talk to me, Malak. Talk to me. These ain't no real Jews nowhere.
So what he did is he put a documentary out, and I want everybody to know what the documentary is really about, because they might tell you that it's something different from what it is, because we didn't watch the video. And basically the video is just going into detail about black people being in the Bible, and we are the Jews, right? Now, anybody all over the world can say that they Jews, they Jewish, they this, they that. They can say that all day. They don't want Negroes in America to say they the real Jews. And it's crazy, because we really are the real Jews. Yesterday, it's unbelievable what they want Kanye Irving to do. They want him to kiss so much butt, right? Matter of fact, Yanni Reed, my wife is here too, Pastor Pinkney. We got to read all of the stuff that they said that they want him to do. All right, so what's the things they want him to do?
Shalom, Pastor Pinkney. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm so glad to hear your voice. How my beautiful little baby doing?
Oh, she's blessed. All praise to the Most High.
Hey, man, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
All right, so read that, Yanni.
Okay, these are the things that they want Kyrie to come back and do for posting that video up. Apologize and condemn the movie.
So he got to condemn the movie. He got to say this movie is wrong, right? Go ahead.
Give a $500,000 donation to anti-hate causes. Go
to
sensitivity train. Yes. Go through sensitivity training. Go through anti-Semitic training. Meet with the ADL, which is the Jewish leaders, and meet with Joe Tsai, who demonstrates, so he can demonstrate the understanding.
Right. So after he do all of that, they got to test him and see if you a good boy or not, right? So
right.
This is what's going on, man. What they doing to us is they whipping him in front of all of us to put fear in us so nobody else will say nothing, right? So yesterday,
right
you seen my post yesterday, right? We went to Hollywood. We was in Hollywood, and I proved to the whole world that we are the Jews out of the Jewish Encyclopedia. Jewish Encyclopedia is from 1888. Right, so they got the real deal up in there, right? So I had the actual book and I read it, and they are telling us that we are the real bloodline Jews, right? So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna have my wife read the actual book to prove right here, right now, we are the real Jews. Can't nobody, if you call yourself a Negro, you are the real bloodline Jew. They can't call us anti-Semitic because we are Semitic people. We the real Jews. They converts. They converted into Judaism, and we showed that in the Bible. All right, so
that's what I was. That's what I was saying, Malak. That they they don't understand that anybody can become a Jew. All you have to do is go to the synagogue and start attending that, and you become a Jew. But they're not the real Jews, you see? And this is what everybody is missing.
All right, so they can't hide nothing no more because it's too much information. We got access to too much information. We can go all the way back to slavery. We got the slave records. We got genetic DNA that they didn't test and that they didn't did on them, and they found out that they wasn't bloodline Jews. I mean, there's nothing that you can hide no more. This is a great awakening of our people, and it's taking place. And he, the Most High is using people like Kanye and Kyrie and other people. He was trying to use Whoopi Goldberg. He was trying to use Nick Cannon. They folded though. Most High is still going through there. Like, who can I use? Who can I use? These are my people, right? So now watch this. So now we got, it's a history of black people being called Jews in Spain, right? We was called the Spaniard Jews. Now, the main guy, right, I'm going to have Yanni read about him right now. Watch this.
Okay. Yahya bin Yahil, also known as Yahya Negro, Ibn Yaish, was a Sephardic Jew born in Cordoba and the Andalus, also known as Yahya Ha-Nasi.
All right, so his name was Yahya Ha-Nasi. Now, y'all remember that name because right now we're just doing the history part. Go ahead.
Yahya Ibn Yaish, or Dom Yahya O Negro, which is known as the Lord of the Aldeia dos Negros, from Portugal, English, village of the blacks. The son of Yahya bin Rabbi, said to be a direct descendant of the monarch of Babylon. King Alfonso of Portugal entrusted Yahya bin Yahi with the post of supervisor of tax collection and nominated him the first chief rabbi of Portugal. King Sancho of Portugal continued his father's policy, making the grandson of Yahya bin Rabbi high steward of the realm. The clergy, however, evoking the restrictions of the Fourth Council of the Lateran, brought considerable pressure to bear against the Jews during the reign of King Dinis of Portugal. But the monarch maintained position. Yahya bin Yahi died in 1185 in Lebanon, Portugal.
All right, so his name was Yahya Ha-Nasi, right? Now watch this. Now we're going into the encyclopedia. This man was considered a Jew. We got this on record, right? So now we're going into the, to, this is the Jewish Encyclopedia, the third edition, page, mm-hmm. what, 43?
Page 43.
All right, yes. Let's read this.
Pride of ancestry, which was a characteristic of the Jews of this country as of the other Spaniards, was not content with the fact that the Jewish colony in Spain had possessed the right of citizenship long before the Visigoths and other Germanic tribes had set their tyrannous iron foot in the land.
All right, so basically what it's saying right here, they were saying, we've been here. All of these other converts that's coming, that don't mean nothing. We've been here. We was placed here. We've been here from the beginning, read.
But desire to lay claim to even higher antiquity for it.
Mm-hmm.
The Spanish Jews maintained that they had been transported hither after the destruction of the temple by the Babylonian conqueror Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm-hmm.
Certain Jewish families, the Ibn Daws and the Abernails, boasted descent from the royal house of David,
mm-hmm.
and maintained that their ancestors had been settled since time immemorial, partly in the district of Lucena and partly in the environs of Toledo and Seville.
All right.
The numerous Spanish Jewish families of Nasi.
Wait. Y'all remember that name right there, right? Y'all see Nasi that we just read about? So the Jew family of Nasi, what did it say after that?
Also traced back its pedigree to King David.
They traced back their pedigree to who?
King David.
And then what?
And proved it
how?
By means of geological table and seals.
Genealogical tables and seals. So, dude, we made the Jewish people tell us that the Negroes is the real Jews right now.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And we proved it by genealogical tables and seals all the way back then, and they knew that we was the people. They knew we was the people. So now this book is probably worth millions of dollars right now, because this book right here is telling us that the Negroes is the real Jews upon the earth, and we proved it to them. We wasn't the iron converts that was coming in trying to take over who we were, right? And if you keep reading the book, it'll show you that they were shutting us down. They was killing us, man. They was killing us. They said that we had poisoned some well, and then they just started killing 10,000 people over here, 5,000 people over here. This is why we had to run out of Spain. We had to run out of Spain because they was killing us like crazy, man. We was already under attack. We was under attack over there. And then when they ran out of Spain, they went to Africa, and they named the land Negro Land from there. Remember Nasi, his whole land, they called it Black Land, but in Spanish it's called Negro. So they ran from Spain all the way to Africa, West Africa, and named that land Negro Land. So, man, it is no way. Like, we got hookups to talk to Kanye and Kyrie right now. We're about to give them the book. We're about to have the biggest lawsuit that people have ever seen. Kanye is too. Whoopi Goldberg, Nick Cannon, everybody who had to bow down because they was reading history of us being the real Jews. And you want us to bow down? Oh, yeah. Y'all going to have to pay for that. Matter of fact, we going to go to a world court and we about to sue for a stolen identity. Y'all been sitting up here acting like y'all was the real Jews all this time, and now we got y'all saying we the real Jews. How you going to get out of that? What is a rabbi going to say after he read that? He going to go against his own rabbi that was back in 1888 when he wrote it? Come on now.
Game is over. Absolutely.
Everybody listening right now, you are the real Jews. This is supposed to be the good news upon the earth. This is what, remember, the gospel got to get preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end is going to come. This is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
We got to know who the real Jews are because the Jews have a promise. God promised them an inheritance. Our Father is blessing us with a big inheritance, and he only want to give it to us. He don't want to give it to nobody else. It's 12 tribes of Israel, and he going to give this to. He's going to place us in our land, and we're going to reign and rule this earth for 1,000 years. So it is very important in these days and times to know who the real Jews are. He was in Hollywood. Now, after I did this in Hollywood, my phone started ringing. It was Jewish people calling me saying that they watched the video, and they said that they agreed. And you guys are the real Jews. Now, come on, Pastor Figgy. We went in yesterday. Oh, praises to the Most High. We went in yesterday. And so now they want to have a sit down, and they want to talk. And so we're going to sit down with them. I'm doing it by myself right now, but I'm going to go get some more other leaders because it's just me by myself sitting down with these dudes, so I'm going to bring some other leaders, and we're going to sit down. We're going to have a chat because there's no way that you can say that we ain't no Jews. We have dominion over y'all right now because we the ones that's the real deal. Y'all ain't.
Tell them.
Y'all going to have to apologize to us. Yeah, you're going to try to make my boy Kyrie apologize for reading and understanding the truth. No, you got to apologize to us. You got to start giving us what we need. You got to start all this free stuff y'all getting because y'all are Jewish. That's what they're fighting for because when the world find out that they not the real Jews, and the real Jews is the ones that's been getting killed in the streets and getting prosecuted and hung and shot down and all of this, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, man, dude, they don't want Christ to be a Negro. But guess what?
No,
he was.
No. You said the man they don't want. And look, you got some black folks don't want Christ to be a Negro.
That's true,
you
right
know,
there.
You
my
got,
mama's
you,
one
you
of
them. Charles Barkley, you got the scalp, and you got these guys, and even Reggie Miller them came out of his bag. Talking about somebody should apologize. I wouldn't apologize to them for nothing in this world. I'd rather die first.
Yeah, not only do that book talk about us being Jews, but it also talks about the conversion of the Ashkenazi Jews. The Ashkenazi Jews was the Khazars, and it shows that the Khazars converted into Judaism in the 8th century. This is all in a Jewish encyclopedia. You can't, dude. How y'all gonna sit up there and say we ain't Shemitic when your books say that we Shemitic, and y'all not.
Right.
Y'all ain't even Shemitic if you an Ashkenazi Jew, you come from Japheth. You don't come from Shem. You can't say you got to say we are being anti-Japheth. You can't say anti-Shemitic. We come from Shem. Y'all don't. Come on, man.
Right.
Man, it's that
right.
serious, man. We hit them upside the head so hard right now. This about to be on the, man, this about to be on the news. This is about to be everywhere. Yeah, they've been lying to us saying that we was that we was from Ham.
Ham was cursed. So they said that we were supposed to be cursed.
Exactly. Well, we are a cursed people because we broke the commandments, so we were supposed to go under this curse in Deuteronomy 28, right? And we went through every single thing. So we fit the prophecies, we fit the history, we fit the DNA, we fit everything. They don't fit nothing. The real Jews were supposed to come on slave ships and have yokes of iron on their head. This is in the Bible. Deuteronomy 28:68 says you're supposed to be sold on ships. 28:48 says you're supposed to have yokes of iron on your neck. They ain't never had that. 64 say we're supposed to be scattered to the four corners of the earth. The real Jews got scattered to the four corners of the earth, right? Now watch this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read this Bible scripture right quick. We about to go to Christ real quick. Okay, so now Christ said, this is in Luke chapter 21, and we're gonna start at verse 20.
Go ahead. All
right, Luke 21 and 20. Okay, so he said, when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is near. So he said, when you start seeing Jerusalem and all the armies come against Jerusalem, he said, now it's time. He told them, let them which are in Judea, which was Jerusalem, flee to the mountain, and let them in the midst of it depart not out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein. So we ran from Jerusalem into Spain, into Africa. We ran out of Jerusalem. He said, for these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written, but woe unto them that give suck in those days, and to them in those days, for they shall be a great distress in the land and wrath upon the people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led captive into all nations, right? So Christ said that the real Jews will be led captive into all nations. We're going to be slaves everywhere we went, right? And he said, Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, right? So while we scatter to the four corners of the earth, who running Jerusalem right now? He said the same people that's running Jerusalem is Gentiles, right? And he said, and how long are they supposed to be running Jerusalem? He said, until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled, right? So right there, this is Christ telling you that the people who's running Jerusalem in the last days will be Gentiles. They would not be the children of Israel. The children of Israel are scattered to the four corners of the earth. This scripture right here, they're scared of, Revelations 2 and 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. He said he know that we got tribulation and poverty, but we rich because we the children of Israel. And he said, I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogues of Satan. Who praying in synagogues right now? Not one black Hebrew in or the whole nation called they church a synagogue. We don't call our building no synagogue. You see what I'm saying? It's only one person that's on the earth right now saying, I'm about to go to the synagogue. And he said they are the synagogue of Satan, right? Revelations 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. So Christ said, they're going to be saying that they Jews, but they not. They the synagogues of Satan. He said, behold, I will make them to worship before your feet to know that I love you. You see that? So this is what's happening right now. So now that they're finding out that they can't run, they can't hide, the cat is out the bag, the jig is up, right? The jig is up. You can't keep this lie going on, and you can't keep making our brothers on national TV apologize for who they are. We the only people on this earth that didn't have a nationality and realized that we got the greatest nationality on earth. We ain't nothing better than being one of God's chosen people. Come on now.
The game is over.
The game is over. Man, y'all should be rejoicing right now. Everybody that's listening to this show, y'all should be rejoicing right now. We have proved without a shadow of a doubt. We made the Jewish people tell us that we were. Do y'all know how important that page is right there? Oh, my. Woo. Man, we about to push this like it ain't no tomorrow, man. Why, Kyrie going to be holding it up like, hey, your own book say I'm a Jew right here. How y'all going to come at me like this?
And Malat, I'm shocked that more people is not standing with Kyrie on this, because he's right. He's not wrong.
Yeah, they man, a lot of our people, man, like Shaq, he's a hypocrite, man, because that same movie that he put, I know the dude who made the movie. So the dude that made the movie, he was trying to find movie theaters when it first came out. And guess who let him use one of their movie theaters? Shaq.
Mm.
Shaq let him use one of the movie theaters. I was about to have Shaq do a he was about to let us use the movie theater out here in California for the movie.
Wow.
Right? But they did it in a – I told him, I was like, look, if you want to use a movie theater, go through, Shaq's stuff and see if you can get it in. It's a black movie. And so he ended up getting it in there. And so now, all of a sudden, Shaq's in up here going against this dude, not knowing you sponsored the movie yourself. All this dude did was put the movie on his thing, on his platform, and they making him do all this.
Crazy, but man. It goes back to the public too. See, we can't accept this. See, that's the thing. When black folk, everything white people say, black people accept it. You know, like they honest or something. You know, and let me say this too. These Jews that they talk about, I had a friend, this guy named Henry. He's a Jew himself. And he explained to me about the Jewish religion, that it's a religion. It's just, you know, what it is. And he said that he'd been picking it for 20 years, the same synagogue. Matter of fact, I was out there picking him with him. The same synagogue in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He'd been doing it for 20 years. They sued him. They're in the, and he sued them back. And they're in the Supreme Court right now, saying that he shouldn't be picking in a son of God. And he's winning. He's winning.
Man, all praise. I want to salute that brother, because this fight is for Israel. I ain't going to lie. The real Israel bloodline.
He's been on my show. I'm gonna get him on the show next week.
And it's going to take people like him to stand with us, right? Because the truth got to be told. I don't care what they do, how they do it, who they try to take out, whose money they. This is not gonna stop. Remember, I've been on your show for a long time telling y'all that we was the Hebrews, y'all starting to see it like unfold, because this is prophecy and can't nobody stop prophecy. Don't walk around saying I'm just black. Don't stop walking around saying I'm an African American. You two continents. Right? You are the bloodline. You have Christ's blood running through your veins. That's how important and special you are, and they know it. And that's why they kill us like this. That's why they lock us up. That's why they try to trick our minds to where we doing stuff all the time instead of meditating on the Most High, instead of praying, instead of fasting, instead of walking the way that the Most High really wants us to walk. Because as long as we stay in disobedience, guess what? They get to keep running the world. And so now it's time for us to come out of disobedience, come into obedience, and start walking for the Most High, and we're going to see that sky crack. And that's when Christ's going to come back with an afro ready to save his people.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And listen, and people got to listen. People, we got to stop all this stuff, thinking that everything these white folks say is true. We walk around here like they honest and stuff. Just even like at the courthouse, people they said this. I don't care what they say. If I don't see it myself, it ain't true. Because I look at them as none being none but liars.
And all my brothers that call themselves Muslims out here, right? Anybody can be a Muslim. That is a religion. That is a religion. That is not a nationality. We fighting for a nationality. We not fighting for no religion. right? This is what people don't get. When we read the Bible is about our nationality. That everybody from the beginning to the end is us. We ran that whole Bible. It's talking about how we came to be, what happened when we disobeyed God, us going through slavery, us coming back, and then the end times, right? So all of that whole Bible is about us. It's a story of us, right? But if you're going around calling yourself a Muslim, you're just saying I'm a religion because anybody can be a Muslim. You could be Japanese, Chinese, white, black, Indian. It don't matter.
That's like being Jewish. The same thing. Anybody can be Jewish.
Exactly. And then the Quran was made from the Bible. So why don't you come back to your original? These people ain't crying about you being a Muslim. They going to cry when you say you want a God's chosen people. That's when they finna cry. You know what
I'm saying?
They don't want that. And this is who we are. Just think about how special our people are. Our people are the fastest people on the face of the planet. We're the strongest people. We're the most beautiful people on the face of the planet. Can't nobody compare to us. It's like he made us, like one black man is stronger than three white dudes put together. You know what I'm saying? We just a different. He made us different. You know what I'm saying? So the Most High is calling his people to wake up. Wake up. He's raining down blessings on you, telling you, come back. We got to come out of these Sunday worship churches because they are designed by the government to keep you in disobedience. We're supposed to be keeping the Sabbath day holy. We are the children of Israel. We're supposed to be keeping the holy days. All of those holy days belong to us. We're supposed to be showing the rest of the world how to do it. They're supposed to follow us.
Amen.
We the leaders of the earth. Are y'all with me? Come on, my people, it's time to rise. Yeah. Well, this is how we say rise in Hebrew. We say Kwam Yasha Allah. That means rise, Israel, rise.
There you go.
Right? So
I love it, man. This is huge. And I tell you, man, we can sit here and talk about this for hours and days, but I enjoy you so much. I'm glad that you gave some clarification. So these people walk around here talking about they Jewish and all this kind of stuff. They the chosen one, anti-Semitic and all this kind of stuff. Hey, black people can't be anti-Semitic. Black people can't be. I don't care what they say, telling you hate Jews. Get go somewhere and sit down somewhere, you know. And somebody needs to tell them to go sit down. Somebody needs to tell these people to go sit down. Go sit down. And I love what this guy Henry do. He had done this for 20 years. As a matter of fact, I was out there with him back in 2004 and 5. I was with him. I went to a thing where we pitched a theater with all the Jews. I mean, I did all this stuff because I knew the truth back then. These people don't know the truth. Well, look, I got to close out and bring in this young lady. Well, I tell you, you done set my life on fire, boy. I'm gonna tell you that y'all done set my life on fire. Now I got ammunition.
You got ammunition. So all praises, man.
There you go.
Well, I was just gonna say thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate you.
Oh man, it's an honor to have you, man. It's an honor. But you told the story today. I tell you, all you black folks out there talking about he should go and apologize. I'm going to say one thing. If I wasn't a preacher, I'd tell you. But I'm a preacher and I'm a man of God, so I got to hold back. My wife always said, if you thinking it, it's too late. You already done messed up. But I can't say no more.
That's right. That's right. So that's time for our people to unite.
That's right. Hey, Malai. Don't make me say it. If I keep calling you, I'm going to say it. So I got to let you go, big fella.
All right, man. Y'all stay blessed. Let's unite. We want one nation called Israel. We the real Jews. Remember that. All praise to the Most High. Shalom.
Hey, man. Give the wife and my baby a big hug for me. All right,
all
man.
Right,
let's talk soon. All right. Let me bring in my good friend from Detroit, Michigan. She's back. the one and only Marcina Cole. Talk to me, Marcina.
Okay, Reverend Pinkney, that was a good show, and I like the part friend from California said stolen identity. That
yes.
was funny.
Yes.
Saying
yes.
the so-called Jew said stolen identity. But, you know, I am really tired. I'm just going to say it real quick because I know I just want to touch on the upcoming election coming up this Tuesday. I've been a little sick, Reverend Pinkney. We talked about that. But, I took time, you know, just to be on your show for a few minutes. But what's disturbed me about the surge of these Jewish organizations and these white corporations are attacking our people, and we are being silent. And what the last one here, Kyrie Irving, basketball player, and you schooled me about it, was about a movie that he has shown that we were the original Jews.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate to the point where the NBA denounced him, you know, Kyrie Irving. And then Reggie Miller from TNT said that it's been cricket, meaning that, you know, the other black players were silent. They were quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me of slavery days, is that black people were trained to the house blank and the field Negroes. The house Negro had to tell the master about the field Negroes. So we're still dealing with that right now, the 21st century, where they go to these sellout black folks and say, look, I want you to join me. We're talking about white folks. Join me and go against this brother or this sister. You know, denounce what he said. I don't get it. What they say is anti-Semitic, they don't want the truth to be out. It's something of these so-called Jews are hiding. They're hiding
right.
the truth.
Right.
That's what it is.
And they're stealing our identity. That's what they have done. They have stolen our
right.
identity.
And it's just, see, the thing about it, they talking about it's anti-Semitic, some of the Jews out here were saying, because people are saying that they are white. No, they're saying that they're white. They know they're white people.
Mm-hmm.
They're white people. Anyway, we're focusing on that, and it's so harsh what they're doing, the sanctions, and hitting them in the pocketbook with millions of dollars, with Kanye, you know, taking the status off of being a billionaire. I mean, they hitting it real hard for black folks. But when white folks had so-called did anti-Semitic and to the so-called Jewish community, you don't even hear a word of peace from those people. They don't demand no apologies. All they want is to shut them down, destroy their careers, like with Kyrie Irving. You know, they basically want to destroy his career where nobody would want him to play anywhere else. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to
blackball him. But look, this could be something big. He can go play with Ice Cube, start that G-ball league. I think people will flock and want to play with him in that G-ball league. I think it probably make less money, but it actually he can build a league and be president of it. I think it's going to go.
I don't think he should, you know, drop his career for these white folks. That's what they want to hear. I mean, they're so racist.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they saying these people that call themselves Jews saying they're not racist. Get out of here. We got them on
the most racist men in the world.
Yeah, and the court system and everything, and work right with the police department, the prosecutors, to lock a brother or sister up for 30 or 40 years, and they remain a judge for over 20-something years, and it's still not enough. And just like here in Oak Park, Michigan, Michelle Freeman, she's been a judge for 25-plus years. And the people that live in her community overall vote for her every 6 years. She has made a career, and I know she was going to retire, but they wanted her there so it wouldn't be no black judges. There have never been a judge, a black judge in the 45th District Court, Park, Michigan. Everybody that's black, most or across Metro Detroit, trust me. And I said, well, say everybody. Well, I would say majority of the people come in the courtroom that's getting plea bargain or getting locked up when they go to circuit court and have the record all messed up. It starts off with a white judge, and then they continue to cycle over and over again because the white people in the surrounding communities vote for her. I'm supporting Brenda Richard. It's a tough time for her because Michelle Freeman has all these endorsements. White people going to be white folks, including the unions, with support, and they don't care about this judge. It's running black young folks and black women and children's lives forever. They don't care about black people. I hope y'all hear this, that these folks, these white folks, that's what they are, they're white folks. And I'm getting so tired of them talking about anti-Semitic, but I can say this. I will put it out there. It's called anti-black. It's all over the state of Michigan. It's all over the country. But upcoming election, November 8th, is crucial for people to vote because we have 435 across this nation seats in the House. But what's happening is we got the Trump Republicans going on just trying to destroy the country and the world. White supremacy, this is what this country is all about. It's about them. They don't care about climate change. They don't care about escalation of gun violence. They don't care about the health of the people. All they're concerned about is corporate. Corporate takeover. That's what's happening. It's all about money with them. They get millions and billions of dollars. And we as a people in this country, we pour in this economy $1 trillion. Why can't we use that money to build our freaking communities across this country? We sit and be quiet when we are verbally attacked, causing so much stress in our lives to the point that we die. My son isn't here. My sisters, so many people in our family that's not here today because all the stress causes physical and mental illness. This is what they're doing to us, taking our votes away, doing so many things with us where they don't want anybody, no judge in a higher court to be on their fair and have that deals with, you know, equality and justice, you know, and deal with civil rights. They don't want that. They want a conservative, radical judge. And I will say this real quick, Court of Appeals, Simon Patel, we're on there now. She's qualified to be Court of Appeals. Michael Warren, he's with the Circuit Court of Appeals. Excuse me, that's what he's running for, Circuit Court of Appeals. He's very conservative, pro-Trump, pro-Tudor Dixon, pro-racist. Go in his court, he's going to lock you up. Don't care how, whether the evidence is there that you're innocent. He's going to find a way to lock somebody up that's a person of color. He's dangerous, and we're saying no, do not vote for Michael Warren, Court of Appeals. That is Oakland County, but whether you live in the county or not, if you go in his courtroom, you're hit. So those people we don't want in there, that's what, why it's so important to make sure people go out there and vote for these judges and vote for the right one, because you never know, it's going to be your family, friends. It's going to be a friend of those judges. And then also they got a bunch of proposals. I'll just say this real quick. Proposal 2, it deals with the voting rights, about voting early and all that, because you know they – you know, trying to manipulate the votes and all that so they can get all, they vote to thieves and liars and killers. You know what I mean? So they do all this and they support Donald Trump. That's why I mean people died from COVID because of him right now. He is a freaking murderer mob boss, and they don't care, a demagogue. He hates black people, so black folks, y'all have lost your mind if you think that Donald Trump care about you. He don't care about his own people. He care about the money. So,
there you go.
So we have to just wake up and smell the coffee and get out there and say no to the nonsense, and enough is enough about the Jewish community saying that we are not the chosen ones, and overall dismissing us in our history. They don't want us to know about it. That's what it's all about. It's just like the critical race theory. They want to ban books. They want certain things to be sanctioned. They don't want the truth to be out about the chosen people, and that's us.
Amen. Amen.
And I say this, I know you got to go. Supreme Court, Richard Burstein and Kyra Harris is a black woman. He's incompetent, but, you know, he's already on the bench since 2014, but Kyra Harris, she's a state representative, but she's running for the second position. We don't want that those right-wing extremists up in the courts when we're talking about dealing with some real serious issues we want somebody who's thinking, you know, that a person that's minded you where they're not being biased, you know, stick with the facts and not go by a person's skin color. And if we can get a judge to be on the Supreme Court, yeah, then we got
there
something
go.
Going. But yes, it continues. Every day we hear about anti-Semitic posts and social media, and black folks are quiet. They're so scared. I post something on Facebook today. It wasn't anti-Semitic. It was just truth, and it was a video. I didn't make the freaking video. I don't know whether I'm on there or not when I get off this phone. But I care less because I'm thinking about my health right now. So,
Okay, young lady. Hey, we're gonna have a special show tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Call in. I'm gonna have a good friend
about that. Phone.
Yeah, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we'll get a chance to talk a little bit more. I'm gonna keep it out there because I'm definitely very disappointed in some of these athletes, especially.
I am too.
Charles Barkley. Him and Shaq. You know, they've been set out because anytime they make money, they want to act like nothing else matters. But I care. I care more than just about money. But look, I gotta go tomorrow. 1 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
I will. 1 o'clock. Same phone number.
Okay.
Call in, and everybody has to talk tomorrow. Talk to you later.
Have
a great day.
Thank you.
All right now.
Bye bye.
Come soon.
Bye bye. Mm-hmm.